It's January 29th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you to set up your own website in a snap with domain name registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit bit.ly/GoDaddyDeal to learn more. Now, here's the news. After months of rumors and speculation, Apple leader Steve Jobs took the stage in San Francisco to unveil the new iPad mobile convergence device. The iPad has a 9.7-inch touchscreen monitor, runs the iPhone operating system and apps, and comes with Wi-Fi and 3G. The price starts at $499 for Wi-Fi only and runs up to $829, along with a monthly wireless bill from AT&T. While the audience was largely wowed by the new iPad, reviewers were quick to pan it for what it's missing: no camera, no USB port, no flash support, and no physical keyboard, though you can plug in an accessory keyboard. For media companies looking for a savior, the jury is still out. The only media company on stage with Jobs was the New York Times, showing an iPad app, but no word on what they might charge for it. David Pogue of the New York Times said it was too early to slam the iPad, as no one has actually used one extensively yet. He said, quote, "The iPad is really a vessel, a tool, a 1.5-pound sack of potential. It may become many things. It may change an industry or two, or it may not," end quote. In other news, and yes, there is other news, recommendation site Yelp received up to $100 million from Elevation Partners, a venture capital firm co-founded by singer Bono. The investment comes after Google's failed attempt to buy Yelp for $500 million the week before. Elevation's investment includes buying up stock owned by earlier investors and employees, giving them a chance to cash out before an IPO. With a large injection of funding, Yelp can now take its time and let its business play out without rushing an IPO. This kind of investment is now becoming vogue, as Digital Sky Technologies invested in both Facebook and Zynga in a similar way. And Yelp will likely need the help, as rivals are beefing up their competing offerings. Google, for instance, is starting to include blogs and hyperlocal sites in its Place Pages aggregated reviews. So if you want to know more about a local restaurant, you can now see reviews on Google aggregated from sites such as Yelp, as well as local bloggers. Now it's time for Just One Question. I visited Google and talked with executives at Google News about how they've been working more closely with news organizations. I asked Josh Cohen, Senior Business Product Manager for Google News, if Google should have reached out to publishers sooner, as Yahoo did with its Yahoo Newspaper Consortium.
I think there is a lot more that we could be doing in terms of reaching out to publishers, and that's, as Christian said, Google's a big place, and I think that from a product standpoint, we can be very siloed. I mean, it's great from a product development standpoint to not have this larger bureaucracy. You can be nimble. You can, you know, within the Google News team, we can push things out. We can do things for Google News. From a publisher perspective, you've got Google News. Maybe you have a relationship with YouTube or DoubleClick or AdSense. I think it can sometimes be hard from the partnership side of things to sort of present that larger strategic relationship.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about the new Apple iPad? Our last poll question was, what do you think about Google's intent to run an uncensored site in China? 45% said it's a courageous move. 18% said it's hard to tell until it happens. 14% said it's purely a business move. And 14% said they're making a huge mistake. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog IdeaLab at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible, and to podcast sponsor GoDaddy, offering domain names and web hosting. Go to bit.ly/GoDaddyDeal to learn more. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.